You're listening to the audio production of His Mighty Strength. Walk daily in the same power that raised Jesus from the dead by Randy Frazee. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby. To Jim Hilliard, golf will resume at the resurrection. I love you more. Introduction, Stuck in the Valley. The first time it happened, the clock on my nightstand read 3 a.m. I had woken up in a panic, breathless, beating my pillow with my fist. I covered my face with my hands. What in the world is going on? My heartbeat was so strong and so fast I could feel it pulsating in my neck. I rolled over onto my back, stared at the murky ceiling, and took several deep breaths. Calm down. It was just a bad dream. Shake it off. Go back to sleep. But it hadn't been a dream at all. It was a betrayal. One that had been all too real. Now, wide awake, I watched all the scenes play out across the ceiling like the disaster movie my life had become in the last 3 months. I rehearsed every decision I'd made or failed to make that had left me blind to the unfolding scheme. I obsessed over every detail of every conversation, every plot twist, every rabbit trail ad nauseum. Instead of lashing out at those who had betrayed me, I saw every scene as a launch pad for lashing out at myself. You are so stupid. How could you not see this coming? What an idiot. Why are you always so trusting? It's over for you now. There's no bouncing back from this one. What a disgusting mess you are. You're completely powerless to pull yourself together. Then I'd move on to the next scene and lash myself all over again, pounding my fists into my pillow out of anger and self-loathing. After the final scene, which had no happy ending, I went back and started the movie and the self-flagellations all over again. When my fist pounding eventually woke my wife, Roseanne, I convinced her I had just had a bad dream. The next night, it happened again. The same fist pounding, panic, and breathless awakening. I tried to talk myself down, tried to reason with my frightened psyche for a good 5 minutes. Tried to calmly lay out all the reasons this personal disaster movie marathon wasn't helping the situation one bit. But my psyche wasn't buying it and was determined that I would watch the movie, pound on my pillow, and mentally beat the crud out of myself until the pain somehow stopped. I felt powerless to do anything but go along. I'm not a violent man. Hitting in any form is not my vice, but I was in a darker place than I had ever been before. A place of trauma, and I had no roadmap to help me escape. Once again, my fist pounding woke up Roseanne.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?